Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
The real estate biz is drastically changing. And modern real estate success can't be learned in some old course manual. This is everything they never told you about real estate, where industry leaders expose secrets to success, contemporary lead generation, and how to dominate social media, all moderated by your host, the real estate goat and queen of social media, Kerry Sauve.
Welcome. I'm your host, Kerry, and I am joined by a very special guest. I've been waiting a few weeks to get him on this podcast. It's Curtis Schuell, and he is actually in my upper line at eXp. He is currently the vice president of Mark Z Real Estate Experts, which is a very large team based out of Michigan, correct? Mm-hmm. And he is an agent attracting superstar. That's what I'm going to call you. You're coach extraordinaire because you're a wonderful coach. That's your main job. And because you're such a wonderful coach, that's how you are able to attract so many agents to your group. Curtis, thank you so much for coming on. I am super happy. I have a lot of industry leaders on my show, but not enough EXP industry leaders. And we're up here in Canada, okay? So I just want to say, in Canada, we think like the team of, you know, 20 people is like big time, you know? It's a little bit different up here. And one of the main reasons...
No, but it's still big time.
Yeah. One of the main reasons I joined EXP was because it gave me access to people like you, you know? When anybody ever asked me, Kerry, why would you join EXP? And I said, well, I built a team. I'd gotten as far as I could in my brokerage. But I realized I can't get on the phone and call the top producer in my brokerage, let alone get him to share anything of value, because Canada is like, they're like gatekeepers up here. Everybody hoards their information. Nobody wants to share anything. So that's what
there's
I love.
There's no financial gain for them to share. That's the problem. And that's what you run into in a lot of these brokerages. And it's not that they're bad people or bad brokerages. And I think what happens is people really get caught up in that. I think that the first thing I would recommend that people understand is real estate agents need to see each other as actual help to each other, not as competition to each other. And what I mean is, look, how many times have you and I ever fought over a listing?
Never. You're in Michigan.
Right. How many times have you and I fought for a buyer?
Yeah, it'll never happen.
Never. No, and it doesn't. And the truth is most agents in your market, you're not competing with them on anything, on any level, but yet they see you as competition. You're not. Because think about this. When you're selling a house and you've got a buyer, what are you looking for? Anyone who's got a house to sell, right? Yeah. Who's got the sellers? I don't ask them, whoa, which brokers do you work at before I'll bring my buyer to your seller? Like, what? That's insane. That's unheard. It doesn't make any sense. But yet people get caught up in that, Kerry. So what happens is we think of each other as competition. So we don't want to share anything. And matter of fact, if you're at a different brokerage, we actually treat each other like crap. Like, why in the world would you do that? That makes no sense. We have to put deals together every day.
You know what?
Who are you sitting across the table with when you're writing your offers? The agent from the other brokerage. Well, I want to be their friend. I don't want to be their enemy. That makes no damn sense. And this is what people do all the time. They get caught up in this. So that's first and foremost. But what you're even talking about is worse. People believe the agents in their own brokerage are their enemy. And they're, hey, don't you be looking at what I've got here. This is my secret sauce. You know, and they're running. Think about this. You know how many people, agents I've talked to that said, I hit a button to print something and I run to the printer. because I want to grab my shit before somebody else grabs it, because agents will grab my stuff. Like, why? And why do you have that environment? And here's why. Here's why. Agents, a franchise model looks like this. It's a pyramid. Mm-hmm. Right. So any of your big brokerages, which are great companies, Remax's and Century 21's and Keller Williams and Berkshire Hathaway's and Sotheby's and all these brokerages, they're great brokerages. They've been around for 1906. Coldwell Banker started in 1906, right? That's how long they've been around. 1906. Well, we don't sell homes like we did back in 1906. Doesn't mean they don't exist. Doesn't mean they're not good people. Just the difference is people, our clients, used to have to go to a brokerage office to find the book with the listings to show you what was for sale. Yeah. That's how you found houses for sale. There used to be a time, not that long ago, 20 some years ago, the reason Keller Williams got on the map in the 90s and really in the early 2000s became the biggest brokerage at that time was because Gary Keller let agents put their name on the sign. Nobody would let anybody do that.
Really?
The brokerage would not let you put your name on the sign. And it's not that long ago. Well, what changed all this stuff? It's called the internet. That's what changed everything, right? Mm-hmm. So it changed the entire model of real estate. So what do we tell everybody? What do you tell all the other agents? Meet your clients where they are. And you're right. I coach agents every day and I have a great success doing that. And I love my agents and I love coaching and I love helping because it really works out great when somebody has success doing it. Mm-hmm. Now, think about it this way. If I could say, meet your client where they are, Carrie, where are all your clients at today?
Social media.
They're online. Yeah. You bet. They're on the internet, yeah. Right? They don't need to find you to go find a house. They don't drive to brokerages anymore to walk inside to go find out where the houses are for sale. Matter of fact, nobody does that, mm-hmm. Right? You don't even do your banking in a bank anymore. You do it online, right? Yeah. You pay your bills online. We use cash apps for everything, right? We don't even carry cash anymore. COVID really helped everybody see that we don't even need to live that way anymore. And guess what? It forced you not to live that way. So guess what we don't do? We don't live that way anymore. We live in an online cloud-based world. That's where we live. Well, where are your clients? They're online. So if you work for one of these brokerages, this is why this model is going away. That's why this model is shrinking. That's why this model is having so many problems. And that's why this model, cloud-based style model, is having so much success. It isn't because, oh my God, the letters EXP are the greatest letters on the planet. That's not why. It's because it's a cloud-based brokerage, right? How do we get a cab today? We don't. We pull up an app on our phone and we hit Uber and we say, Uber, come and pick us up.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we do. But do you know what I'm saying? So when we buy things online, where do we go? Well, we go to any store online, but we go to Amazon. Everybody goes there first.
Yeah.
Right? When you watch a movie, do you go down to the street to the Blockbuster video store anymore? No, they're out of business. They were franchised. They were these. Because the franchise is built on a pyramid, right? And agents say all the time, I'm not going to go work for some pyramid. Well, I beg to differ. You work for one right now, right? Of course you do. Cloud-based is not a pyramid, which is the funny part. When EXP came out and you had said something at the beginning of this podcast, you said, Kurt's in my upper line. And mm-hmm. You know, that confuses people and it sounds like a pyramid. Yeah. The truth is, Kurt's a business partner to you. That has nothing to do with you if you don't want him to. But if you want Kurt's resources, Kurt is financially aligned with you to give you everything, to open my playbook for you, to say, here, please take my playbook. Let me give you everything I've got to help you sell more homes. Because unlike here, if I worked for Keller Williams or Remax or Century 21, which are great companies, but mm-hmm. if I worked there, I'm only as good as my next sale. I only get a commission if I sell something. It's the only way to get paid. The problem is my franchise owner, broker owners typically are the franchisees. They bought in. So what happened is Gary, if I use Keller Williams as an example, good, mm-hmm. smart guy, wrote a book. I read that book a couple of times. Brilliant book, right? At the end of the day, though, he had to recruit a bunch of investors and he had to recruit those investors to bring in other investors to own regions. He had to recruit those investors to buy more investors who bought franchises. And then mm-hmm. those investors, those franchisees, well, they go out and what? Recruit a bunch of agents. So it's a giant recruiting machine because the more people Gary Keller can recruit, the more money Gary Keller makes, right?
Yeah.
So that's how that works. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And right? I have my own theory about why it's so cutthroat and competitive at the brick and mortar brokerage level. And I don't know what it's like in the US, but up here in Canada, I feel like less than 10% of the agents now are making 90% of the money. So that means that 90% of the age, probably 100% of the agents that you're meeting on a day-to-day basis are living in a state of survival, right? Because they don't know where the next checks are going to come from. They don't know if they'll be able to pay their bills. So that's why everybody is so, you know, just competitive and secretive, because they don't have anything to hold on to. So they're trying their hardest.
It's a little deeper than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like what you're saying, Terry, but it's deeper than that, actually. Me selling my homes, I know if I'm a top producer, I know that you're not competition to me in my office, because you don't really sell much if you're a small agent in my office. But if you're a bigger agent, I know that you sell more. Well, you'll find the bigger agents who do more business, they talk and hang out with the other bigger agents.
Yeah.
It would be the opposite if they really live by those words, right? Because that's who has more business, like they do. So that would be more of a threat to them of the actual business. What they're afraid of is, why is the brokerage bringing all these other people? Just serve us and just take care of us. And we do enough. We do enough. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. You're only as good as your next sale, because you don't make any money any other way. However, this franchisee, the broker owner, they need a lot of agents, because do the math. It's just math. If you're an agent and you do 10 deals a month, and so you do 120 deals a year, and that brokerage says, okay, I'm living off of money that you bring in, 120 deals a year, because they're taking money from you on every deal you write.
Yeah.
Franchisee, right? If it's Remax, it's Dave Liniger. If it's Keller, it's Gary Keller. Gary Keller gets paid 6% in every single deal written. A deal comes in, boom, he takes 6% off the top. That's the franchise fee. That's why that's the one fee you can never, ever, ever negotiate. You can negotiate your caps, your cuts, and fees from a broker. You can't negotiate Gary's fee, because Gary ain't giving up his money. No way he's doing that. He takes it off the top. That's the sharing of the revenue. He shares the revenue, right? Revenue's at the top. So the revenue comes in, he takes the revenue first. He shares that, okay? So you have to understand, that's where revenue share comes from. He takes the revenue. So does Dave Liniger at Remax. So does Gary Keller. So does Warren Buffett at Berkshire. This is where they make their money. They share the revenue. They don't care how profitable the deal was. They don't care if you gave the damn thing away and you hardly made any money. They're taking their cut first, and they get theirs. It's non-negotiable. Then these other partners get paid. And when these partners get paid, the last one who gets paid is that franchisee. That's why the franchisee is the one that's feeding into that, dinging you constantly, counting how many copies that you make off the copy machine.
Wow.
Because they got to charge you for the stuff, because they're the ones paying for it. These guys don't pay any of it. They do. They pay all of it. They take the largest risk out here, because they're the ones that have to pay for everything. And that's how that works.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. No.
So
now what you have is the agents are thinking they're the end all be all. They're not. They're not an owner. They're never a partner in the business. So they're never, ever getting partner. What they're trying to do is sell more so they can turn around and do what? They can turn around and say, okay, I sell X amount of homes. Now I'm going to beat my chest. Okay, I'm your top agent. I'm in your top 3-5 agents. That's who I am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to extort from you, and I'm going to say, look, I get a better cut or better splits or less fees, or else I'm leaving and going down the street to one of these guys, because they're all built identically the same. And this is what they all want to say. Oh, we're better. You might like the people at Remax better. Then great, they're better. You might like the people at Keller better. Then they're better. You like people at Century 20 better. They're better. It's a matter of who you like. They ain't got a thing to do with your business. And they all think they're going to make any more money. You're not, because they're built exactly the same. You put your sales into any one of those models, you're within one transaction of any one of those. And that's the truth of it. They never have ownership. Cloud-based is crushing these, because cloud-based gives you ownership. If you're an owner, what do you share? You share the revenue. You don't have to wait for profits and all that. So Gary Keller tried to create something called a profit share model.
Yeah. Well,
the reality is, not that many people ever get anything from that. And if you do, it's typically peanuts. You don't make any real money off of it, because that's why nobody runs around going, look at my profit share check from Keller Whalers. It's worth millions of dollars. Look at me. I'm amazing. I made thousands of dollars this month. Nobody does.
Yeah.
The original people who started the company do. And that's it. And that's over. So they try to say, oh, they're all that way. Well, a profit share model, you're right. Any profit share model is that way. The revenue share is why Gary's a billionaire. He's a billionaire with a B, because he shares the revenue. Dave Liniger does too. Warren Buffett does too. they're billionaires because they share the revenue. They get their cut off the top. Well, no different. Brokerage, you get the cut off the top. Well, who gets the money? Well, the partners. Well, in a cloud-based brokerage, the partner is the agent. It's reversed. Flip it upside down. I mean, look at it. It's upside down. It's reversed. Yeah. So me as a coach, trainer to help you do what? Sell homes to what? Generate revenue. With no revenue, there's no share. What are you going to share? Sell houses. So we have our people sell houses. We just make sure our people sell more houses because we all get to share in that. Well, I love my agents and I love my fellow agents in my office. And I certainly don't want to deter them from selling. I want to enhance them. I want to show them everything, every trick I've ever learned on how to sell homes because I want them to do it because I am a partner in the company and I get to share in that. Just like you do, Carrie.
Yeah.
You're a partner in the company when you sold one home. They give you ownership shares in the company. They actually give you stock ownership shares in the company. Here, you're a partner. The bigger the partner are you, the more you share in the revenue. That's simple. It's easy as that. That's how they're the billionaires, right? That's why an agent that works at a pyramid company, you're never part of the pyramid. You're outside of the pyramid. You feed the pyramid. In order to be them, you have to leave them. And if you're not going to leave them, then you're never going to be them. And this is what's the headache part. You're running against a brick wall. It's the fly, right, Carrie? There's the fly. He's on the window. Well, what did they tell you? Just try a little harder. Work a little bit more. Well, that fly can work. It's going to work all day, all night until tonight. Where are you going to find it tomorrow morning? Dead on that windowsill because it can't get through that window no matter what it does. Right? But we keep telling it, no. You can see it. It's right there. It's right in front of you. Just go a little harder. You'll get there. No, you won't. Unless that fly turns around and flies outside the door and goes out there, now he can have it. There's a path for that fly. The problem is they won't tell the fly to turn around to go see what's really in front of them. They only see this because they keep telling you this is where it's at. Just turn around. Take a look. And so this is what I've been very good and fortunate to be able to get a lot of agents to just stop for a second and take a look. Stop being so angry. I'm not your enemy. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at. Doesn't mean they have to leave their broker. They can stay there until the day that they close the doors, just like Blockbuster Video people did. They weren't dummies. They were really bright, smart business people, very rich people loaded with money. They're very smart. The problem was the model was this. They couldn't go cloud-based and turn into Netflix because they had all these partners. All these partners would have to say, okay, you're right. You know what? We're just going to go out of business anyway. You can just have it now. We'll all get out of the way and you can just keep having it all. None of them are ever going to say that because they put their money in, they became partners, and there's no way they're leaving this without getting their piece. And they're going to stand there until the last day of the last sale, the last day they lock that door and it's over. That's when Blockbuster went out of business and boom, what happened? Netflix became the place. And it doesn't mean there's not more than one Netflix, right? There's Hulu and Paramount and there's all these networks, there's 702 networks or some crazy number like that. But yet, where do you want to be? Well, you want to be on Netflix. Just like eXp, we're not the only cloud-based real estate brokerage. We just happen to be the biggest one. We happen to be the one that pays the most money.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to tell you, eXp, so I joined about a year and a half ago, and it has literally changed my life. So when I was with Royal Page or RE/MAX before, I was the first female to build an all-female team in a city that had maybe one team. So I've always been the agent that wants to do more and is looking for more. And I had to do everything on my own because my brokers at the time were like, what do you mean you want to build a team? I don't know how to do that. So I would leave and try the next brokerage. And it was the same everywhere. In the last year and a half, I have finally finished putting together my coaching program. I have started a podcast. And my life has just changed. I'm going to write a book and I'm going to start doing live events next. And I would never have even started that process if I didn't join eXp. Just because when you're at a smaller, like a brick and mortar brokerage, you're confined to that geographical location and usually the people in it, right? Rarely do you get to make experiences and relationships outside of that geographical market. So it really opened up doors for me. Having GoGo as my sponsor, we go back as friends like almost 10 years. So, you know, even before eXp and just, you know, being able to have conversations with people like you, you know, I'm having John Tsai on my podcast next month. He's the president of eXp Canada. Nadia, I have her on speed dial, right? Like, these are things the that never weren't a possibility at any of the locations or brokerages
that I would financially have aligned with you. They were not financially aligned with you. You have to remember that. It's financial alignment. That's what changes everything. The day you started at eXp, there were seven business partners tied to you. I mean, people say either upline, downline, sideline, whatever they want to call it. We're structured that way where you have access to those people, and that's what they are, but they're business partners to you. I'm a business partner to you because I'm the person that brought GoGo to the company, and the company needs to know, okay, how did you get here? Why did you get here? Because I'm a partner of the company, right? The minute I sold one home, I became a partner of the company. The minute I attracted an agent to the company, I got more pieces of partnership in the company. And as you do that, they compensate you for that because you're a partner. Well, if we were partners in a Dairy Queen, making little Dairy Queen ice cream cones, you and I would split the money, right? Well, if you helped us sell more ice cream because you were a partner in driving that business and paying marketing and putting your time and efforts into growing the business, even sweat equity, I may see that as a bigger value than me putting the money up to buy the store, but you put sweat equity in to drive more business and you're out of the schools, getting all the kids to come get their ice creams from our Dairy Queen or whatever have you. There's different ownership ways, right? So if I gave you ownership from sweat equity, people do that all the time and you'll find those people are more vested in your business. Now, the people that put money in, they want money out. The people that are willing to trade time for money, which is what real estate agents do over here, it's all you have, is you're trading all your time for your money. That's why it's difficult to have that life balance for most agents. They struggle with it. Well, if we own the ice cream store, you'd give every day, every night, summertime, mom's leaving in the morning, and I'll be back at midnight because I'm selling ice cream cones all day, every day. And you would live your life inside that retail store selling ice cream cones. And we would make, let's say, 100 grand and split it and go, oh my God, we killed it. Well, at the end of the day, that's all you have. That's what's right here.
Yeah.
If we're here and we say, hey, what if we teach the other ice cream stores to market like we do? What if we teach the other ice cream stores how to sell more ice cream like we do? What if we help the other ice cream stores open up more ice cream stores? How cool would that be? Well, why would we do that? Well, we would do that if we were in financial alignment with them and every one of them that I brought on, right? I would get a little piece, not from them though. This is the difference of everything. I don't have to reach in this agent's pocket here. Not ever, not one time. Carrie, you've never paid me a penny. Have you ever paid me a penny?
No, never.
But yet I coach for free. I teach you how to build your teams for free. I teach you how to build your business for free. I teach you how to attract agents for free. I teach you that because if you have success, and only if you have success, Carrie, do I ever get a dime, but I get paid from the company's piece, never from yours. Since the company gives up 50 cents of every dollar, 50% of the money that comes into the company gets handed out to the partners. The partners, the agents, not shareholders, not investors, the actual agents who are doing the business, who are actually driving the business to help others. This is the difference of why I open my playbook to every single person like you and anybody else. For that matter, you don't have to be in my upline, downline, sideline. I don't really care. If you're in eXp, I'm going to open up everything to you because I need to show you how to build your business. Because even if you're not in the group that I financially get any money from or compensation from, even if I don't, it's in my best interest because one, I own a lot of stock in the company because the company gives this to us.
Yeah.
So I get ownership of the company and it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then when the stock got, you know, the stock market's taking a beating, right?
Yeah.
How great is that? I'm getting more and more stock, but I'm just getting it cheap. I don't sell my stock when the stock is low. I only sell it when the stock is high.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not rocket science. I'm not no stockbroker or no stock prognosticator or anything like that. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know crap about stock, but I do know I get a bunch of stock for free. My stock's worth more than Ford Motor Company's is. And if somebody gave me thousands of shares of Ford Motor Company stock, I'd probably be a pretty happy guy. Well, guess what? They did, but it was worth more than Ford's. So I have a lot more of it. And that makes life really, really good. And when it's low, I try to get as much more of it as I can. And when it goes up, then we sell off some. And life is good. And you can do some great things. And, you know, that this is how you change lives and people's lives. You help them with the things that they don't know. Most real estate agents are really good at selling houses, but they're not good at running their business. Guess what?
That's so
I learned
true.
How to run the business. And now if I can teach you to run your business like a business, because every single one of us that are here, starting here, every one of us that got into it here, most are still there because they work for these guys. This is the only place you have.
Yeah.
And the truth is, at the end of the day, we got into it to be entrepreneurs, independent owners, right? We work for ourselves, independent contractors. Really? Because you work for yourself by yourself and you probably have a lousy boss because you have a boss that can't teach you anything because the boss only knows what you know because you're the boss.
So
if you cannot get in the room, like you said, proximity is everything.
Yeah. So Kurt, what is your community look like within eXp? I called it an upline or a downline earlier. I'm going to call it a group and a community because that's really what it is. The best groups are actual communities with infrastructure set up, right? And that's what you've done. Mm-hmm. So what does your group look like right now in terms of numbers of agents?
Okay. Multiple things I have here. One, I have a team that I run. I run a giant big team. Mark Z is my business partner direct, meaning that Mark is the person who got me to join eXp. And I was at an independent ML set up there. And what I did was I joined with Mark because Mark had a team out of Keller Williams. He was a KW agent. Before that, he was a Coldwell Banker agent. He's only worked for three brokerages in his career. Coldwell Banker, Keller Williams, and now eXp. That's it. And when he's a Coldwell Banker, they wouldn't even let him put his name on the signs. Gary Keller came along back in those days and said, hey, Mark, you can put your name on the sign. That was really the driver that get Mark to switch from Coldwell Banker. He was the number one agent there. So you know, so he started with Gary and Gary said, build a team. So Mark was one of the very first people in the state of Michigan to build a team, right? There were not very many even across the country at the time because you couldn't put your brand. You couldn't put your names. You couldn't create a team. Not really. The broker had a team because every agent back in the day paid 50-50 with the broker. That was just every single contract out there. And then those started changing when these other franchises came along, right? That's how it worked. So if the broker was the one who made all the money, broker was used to be rich. Now they call them brokers because they're brokering everybody else because they don't make any money. So what's happening is the agents are bleeding the money out. Well, Gary Keller is the guy who changed the model and disrupted it at the time because he let the agents become more important to brand themselves than the brokerage. And the brokerages wanted to believe the brokerage name meant everything. Well, back when the people had to drive around and look for a sign, they needed to recognize a sign to find the damn place that you worked at to go figure out where I could go buy or sell a house from.
It made sense then.
Way different. Remember, you guys got to remember why it started that way. It's all there was. Well, fax machines came out and Dave Linderger became Remax, became the biggest one at the time. How did he pass Century and all those? Well, because the fax machine was technology. They could fax screenshots of pictures of houses and put them at all their offices. So you could go to any Remax in your metro area and see all the houses for sale because they had a book. Now, remember what fax pictures looked like? They were god awful, right?
I don't remember. I think I'm too young.
You know what? You're right. You're way too, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's a thing called a fax machine, a facsimile machine, right? So if you really understand the progression of what's going on, it's really not hard to figure out. It's pretty simple because you just see it all coming.
Yeah.
But most people, here's the truth, right? Coldwell and Century and those guys, they saw Remax coming. They just didn't adapt quick enough, right? Then Gary Keller comes along and says, well, this thing called the internet, I'm going to be able to use it because I know you can market through it and you can brand yourself through it. So I'm going to let my agents brand themselves and bring more people to the table. And he did. And he was right. Right. And these other people, they fought him. No way. And they kept telling that Keller Williams is a joke. They're horrible. That's a name nobody even knows. They're garbage. Letting agents run the show. It's like letting, you know, the inmates run the asylum. This is the stuff they used to say about him. Like, are you kidding me? No, he was an innovator. He was a pioneer. Well, guess what? That was in the 80s, right? By the 90s, he kind of had some. And then in the 2000s, it blew up. Okay. Well, here we are 40 years later.
Yeah.
Next technology, guys, right? It's gone to a whole other place. Our clients are there. So now what do you have? Cloud-based companies. Think about this, Kerry. Who are all the biggest cloud-based companies in every industry? The cloud-based person in that industry is the giant in the industry after any amount of time. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
In 2007, the market started to crash. By 2008, market crashed, right? Everybody has the banking institutions made huge mistakes and boom, and it caused this huge collapse in the housing market. Everybody knows it. Wall Street, everybody was massively crushed by this, right? We saw the movie The Big Short, all these things. All right. So now think about that for a second. So necessity is the mother of all invention. So what did you have? You had a necessity. You had a bunch of brick and mortar buildings. with nobody in it, nobody selling anything because everybody's going out of business because you couldn't sell any damn real estate. Everybody was upside down. Make sense?
Yeah.
So with that said, what happens next? Well, what happens next is this. So what happens now is the market is completely changed. Brokerages are going out of business. People are not coming in anymore. They have nothing to sell. We can't sell anything. People can't buy. People can't sell. The banks won't loan money. There's this huge mess going on. So necessity being the mother of all inventions started these things called cloud-based companies. Now, let me give you a little fun fact. 2009 is when eXp started because of that reason. Nobody could afford to keep the brokerages open. The brokers were, the franchisees were going out of business. Everybody was freaking out. So a guy named Glenn Sanford started the first cloud-based real estate brokerage. He's the guy that started eXp.
He's so Canadian.
eXp was born 2009. So what do you have? 2009, eXp starts. 2009, Uber starts. Yeah. 2009, the number one cash app, Venmo, starts. 2009, the number one business chat platform, WhatsApp, started. 2009, Airbnb launches. They were technically started in 2008. They're founded in 2008, but they launched in 2009.
Hmm.
2009 was a pretty big year. Now, the reason I mentioned all those companies, guess what every one of those are?
Cloud-based.
Every one of them are the number one player in their space. And they're all in different
industries. They were industries. The first to do it. They were the first to do it. Okay. So that being said, Kurt, our biggest, you know, technology revolution is happening right now with AI. So what do you see for the future? Like, obviously it's important. Like I spent 2 days creating an app using AI. Like, this shit is amazing. I am such a tech junkie. I have literally immersed myself in every AI tool that is available right now. But what do you foresee happening? Like, how can we make money off of this? How can those who are on the forefront of the AI revolution make money and become the Uber or the, you know?
Okay. Look at it this way. AI is helping you create. Okay. So AI is a creation thing. And I'm not the tech guy. I work for a cloud company, which is a tech-based real estate company, for real. Meaning, we work out of the metaverse. I don't even know how to spell that. But we work out of it. Right? The metaverse is where we were. Our entire company's platform works 100% through the metaverse, through the metaverse. So when you look at that, you go, okay, how does that work? Well, our entire business can be done globally as one brokerage. I could have licenses in different countries. I can have licenses in different states. And yet I'm part of one. I only pay one set of caps, one set of fees, one set of anything. I don't have to pay in every market I'm in or every state or anything like that. I don't have to do any of that. I just pay once. And our company charges $85 a month to work here. That's it.
Yeah.
For $1,020 a year, I'm in business for myself, but not by myself. I have 7 business partners that are vested in my success of my business. And if my business has success and they can help drive it, the company compensates them. Mm-hmm. Our company paid through Metaverse, through our technology, $204 million in sharing in the revenue that these guys take.
Mm-hmm.
Our company said, well, we'll give you half. 50% of it was given back to the partners, which are the agents. So $204 million was paid out. That's all public information. You guys can go look it up. So EXPI is the company. So when you look that up, you'll see. But another 30-some million dollars was paid out in stock ownership shares of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Handed out $30 million worth of ownership in the company again this year, this past year. Now, I got a piece of that too. It's worth, you know, hundreds of thousands of bucks, and I'm okay with that. And I've had people tell me, well, what do I care if I own stock? Well, then you never own your company. And secondly, what a crazy thing to say.
Right.
I don't want anything worth hundreds of thousands. I'd rather work there for 20 years and leave and get nothing instead of have all this ownership that,
you
know, it blows my mind. Stock market's getting crushed and my stock's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, that's like silly. Why would, you know, why people that say these things, they're just not speaking off of knowledge, right? They're speaking off of what they're told. They're speaking out of fear. Yeah. People move from fear very quickly, right? People move to pleasure very slowly. You can show them the greatest thing on the planet, but they're slow to move to it. But yet, give them some pain, they'll move like that. Okay.
Yes.
And that's what happens. So they just don't understand the pain, that they're not experiencing it. They're getting it. They just don't know, because they don't know any better. They don't know any different. That's all. They're not dumb people. They're not bad people. They're just good people that were told by people they like, know, and trust. That's evil. That's bad. Don't go there. And I say this to agents all the time. If you're really happy with where you're at, what AI tools are out there, anybody can use AI. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That doesn't make you a tech company. If you work on a cloud platform, that might make you a tech company. If you work out of a retail pyramid, you're not a tech company. Doesn't mean you can't use tech tools. Doesn't mean you can't have an app. It doesn't mean that we can't talk on Zoom. It doesn't mean we can't do podcasts. Doesn't mean you can't use AI. AI is a creator. AI will help you create the things that you don't know how to create yourself, right? So I look at it this way. I work for a cloud company, a tech company selling real estate, because I'm not a tech guy. Well, guess what I'm surrounded by now? A lot of tech people who can help me take my game to a whole nother level. My job is to show you how I can help you with yours. I can help you in production. I can help you AI all your follow-up. How about that?
Ooh. Right?
The fortune's in the follow-up. The reason most real estate agents here, I was on stage in San Antonio last week, down in Texas at the Build Conference. And one of the things I had said on the stage that I got a lot of people that had reached out to me afterward because of, and they said, I really loved what you said. And what I had said was that, look, how many people, and I asked the crowd, and there was about 5,000 agents in the crowd. And I said, how many of you agents have your clients all ghosting you? And everybody raised their hand, right? And I said, okay, are they really ghosting you? And then they're all like, yeah. And I said, how many really have your agents, your clients are ghosting you? And everybody raises their hand, people raising two hands. I said, okay, are they ghosting you? Are you ghosting them? The reality is most of your follow-up game is not very good. I actually said, most of your follow-up game sucks. I said, you're the problem. You're ghosting your client. Oh, well, I called them last Tuesday and they never called me back. I mean, they ghosted me. What? Are you serious? Do they even have your name programmed in their phone yet? How many times have you even talked to these people? You had one good conversation, and then when you called them back, they didn't recognize your number. They didn't answer it. And they haven't got back to you yet. Well, you forgot about them. You ghosted them. They're not excited about your follow-up game that doesn't exist. So when you start looking at this, did you send him a video text? Hey, it's Kurt. Remember me? I just want to reach out to you. I don't want to ever leave you hanging. I don't ever want you to think I'm not thinking about you and not working for you. Reach out to me. Just shoot me a text back. Let me know when the best time is to reach you. And then here's the example. Mm-hmm. How many of you have emails? And people, well, I emailed them a bunch of stuff. I emailed them a CMA. I emailed them all kinds of market information. Did you? Okay, great. Well, here, I can show you my phone right now. Live, real, right?
Yeah. Here.
I have 7,000 messages and emails, 7,000 emails.
I've heard this.
7,088. I know. And I say it a lot.
Everybody knows we have to call you on the phone.
I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these a day.
Yeah.
I can't possibly go through them all. So I miss emails all the time. I have 7,087 that have not even been opened. Now you go to my texts. I got a decent number. If you saw it on the screen, I got 80 some texts I haven't opened yet, right? Because I get over 200 a day, right? Then you go into my WhatsApps, and I get into all these chat groups, and then you get into the workplace chats, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, somebody shoot me now. You know, when I go to this stuff, it's just it's overwhelming because there's just so much there, right? So when I go to my app groups, you know, if you even look just in here, right? These are all ones with a whole bunch of these are all different apps. Whoops. These are just the different groups I'm in, right?
Yeah.
All these are different groups.
Wow. That I'm in.
Look at this. Well, these are all the different groups.
How many agents do you have in your group?
So my point, well, I'll tell you that one second. So what I'm getting at though is, you know what I don't have any that are missed being opened?
Where?
Text with a video attached.
Love it. I love it. I teach video communication. It is so effing important. It's a way to stand out. This just verifies what I say all the time. If you want to stand out, don't stop doing what everybody else is doing. Go the extra mile.
Yep.
Do something different. Yeah, video.
Here's the thing. If you send me a text and a video, I'm going to look at it really quick. It's going to tell me everything I want to know. And I'm going to remember who you are, because I got a ton of these numbers in here that I don't even know who these people are. And they start going, okay, now here's what I wanted to tell you next. I'm like, who is, I don't know who this is. And then I read the whole thing at the bottom. Didn't even say their name. Thanks. Emoji, emoji, hugs, hearts, kisses. Like, I don't even know what that means. I don't speak emoji. I don't even know what that means.
Oh my God. Right? Goodness.
But they sent me this stuff. I don't even know who it was. And they're like, well, don't you remember the conversation we had like 3 weeks ago? My God, I reached out to you. I'm like, do you know how many people I talked to in 3 weeks? And this goes to your point. In my group, so I have a team, and you asked me earlier, and I'm sorry I didn't ask you to answer specifically. My team, I have 120 some agents on my team. That's my local Mark Z team. Okay. But then I have locally other agents who I brought to the company, which are 36 agents that I brought to the company who actually have physical locations. So they've got branch offices and or teams or whatever have you. Mm-hmm. So I've got 36 of them. Mm-hmm. And then with them and the agents that they have that are part of my group, like you're saying, I now have just under 3,000. So jeez. I was over 3,000, but we have agents coming. So I'm just under 29. Let me pull it up for you. 29 and change.
Being an owner of the company, that's a nice passive income. Mm-hmm. That is a nice passive income.
And it comes with passive income. It sure does. Mm-hmm. It comes with a lot. And everybody knows on, 18th of the month, every month, they generate your rev share. So this is the part that Gary Keller and Dave Liniger and Warren Buffett, these guys all take theirs, right? They share the revenue. They share it with nobody but themselves. Over here, the company gets theirs, right?
Yeah.
And then they share it with the partners.
Good. There's enough for everybody.
So I get 2,950 some pieces of partnership. So every month when a home is sold by an agent in that group, the company gets paid a piece. Now, an agent gets to 100%. The company takes nothing from them.
Yeah.
The agent keeps all their money. The sharing of the revenue is only the revenue that comes in. So for those who haven't got to that yet, there's a piece that goes to the company until they've capped, and then they get 100%.
Yeah.
Well, the company shares 50 cents of all that dollar. And it comes out to quite a bit of money. And Glenn Sanford, he's the founder of the company. I had dinner with him last week, him, Michael Valdez, which is our president, and then two of our vice presidents, Amy and Sean. And I had dinner with them in San Antonio. And when we were talking about this, people get hung up on, well, all you guys do is recruit. Well, I beg to differ. That's all these guys do is recruit.
Yeah.
We help build each.
We make people's lives better.
They can argue that too. And I don't want to get in a pissing contest, but what I do want to say is, this is a recruiting machine. Mm-hmm. That's what they're designed to do. That's all they have. They have to, or else they go out of business immediately.
Yeah.
They have to. Now, here, we don't have to recruit agents. We do, but we have to build agents. This is the difference. I'm financially aligned with you. I need you to have success, or I don't make a dime.
Yeah.
He gets his money up, any sale that comes through. This one has to make sure every single agent in their office is performing. The problem is, if they're going to pay money to actually have them coached, trained, and taught by the best of the best, this is where you're going, Kerry. It would cost them a fortune to do it, which is why they can't afford to do it, because they don't charge the agent enough. Even though the agents are saying, bullshit, they charge me a ton. I agree. Mm-hmm. They don't charge them enough to offset that. So how does EHP do it? What makes you any better, Kerry, if you're so great? Here's the truth. We have what are called icon agents. The company incentivizes them. Mm-hmm. The icons are the best of the best agents. So you only have the top performing agents allowed to coach, teach, and train agents. Mm-hmm. This is the difference. Now I'm financially aligned with you. Not only am I that, I want to pour into you. I'm going to show you every single thing I do. I'm going to teach you how to sell homes every single day. Because again, remember, revenue share is great, but no revenue, no share. We got to sell houses. That's why we were the number one largest independent brokerage in the world last year in transactions. We sold more homes than any other brokeraged it. And I get these, oh no, you didn't. Yeah, we did. It's a fact. Go look it up. This is public information, guys. This isn't me saying it. Go look it up. Now, every brokerage we're number one I'm number one agent in my subdivision on my street. Like, what? Like, yeah, you can be number one in everything. It's just insane. But who sold the most homes last year? Ask yourself that and go look it up. Right? Any franchise out there could do their job. The problem is they don't. They can only do so much. Well, guess what? We figured out how to do it on a much grander scale, and that's why we sell more. That's all. We had more listings than anybody else, too.
Fucking great.
We don't argue that. We can do that. But it's not about that. And this is what happens. we're the best. No, you're not. We're the best. No, you're not. No, we're better. No, we're not. This is this stupidness. Guys, we just pay more money to the agents. That's all. Because we make the agents work with each other. Mm-hmm. That's all. We found a way to align financially all the agents to want to help the other agents sell more homes. Where these guys, none of these agents want to help another agent. Not that they're bad people. Not that nobody helps anybody. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
It's not designed for them to do so. How much time will you give me? Will you help me work my entire deal start to finish if you make no money from me and you're at
no.
Century 21? Well, of course not, because there's no financial incentive. I'm taking your time from your family, your welfare. But here's the truth too. Well, if I'm going to help a family here, mm-hmm. or I'm going to help a family over one of these, I'm going to help these families first because these are my partners.
Absolutely.
Before I feed your family, I'm going to help my family.
Right?
These are my communities. So you said about my community. Yes, I am very active in my community. My community's got almost 3,000 people. The company's got 90,000. I got 3,000 of them in mine. That's not a bad thing. Matter of fact, it's a good thing. And that allows me to help and actually pour into these people and bring value to them every single day. And I have incentive to do so.
Well, I definitely am going to be booking into your calendar to have you show me your systems for agent attraction, because that is a great passive income and you are the king. And if anybody wants to know anything about the model, you can get a hold of me. You can get a hold of Kurt. And Kurt,
here, I'm going to give you guys, I'll end them one Warren Buffett quote.
Okay.
Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway. Yeah. Love his quote, right? Because he said it himself. Either you figure out how to realize your dreams and get paid and compensated for what you do passively, or somebody here will hire you to build theirs.
Right.
Simple as that.
I love it.
Build it for you or build it for someone else. That's all.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Kerry, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. Love to talk to
you.
Thanks for listening to Everything They Never Told You About Real Estate. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. To connect with Kerry or for more information about her coaching program, check out kerrysove.ca or at Kerry Sove and Associates on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.